Hi, this is Gerald Brooks. I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope they're helping you and you find them valuable and a resource that you can use in your leadership journey. I also want to encourage you, if you have friends that you think maybe the podcast would be helpful for, that you would let them know about it. Today, I want to take a few minutes and I want to talk to you about taking leadership seriously. You know, one of the things that tends to be happening in our society today is the fact that leadership has become an N word. It's the kind of thing that everyone wants to talk about. But in the midst of all of the conversations about leadership, they haven't necessarily translated into leadership. And therefore, the question comes, are we taking leadership seriously? So I want to talk to you about that, taking leadership seriously. So let me start with this. If you're going to take leadership seriously, then that means you're going to have to take the lead. You're going to have to take the lead. Recently, I was reading a book called Extreme Ownership. This book was fascinating to me because in the book, it was written by two Navy SEALs. They've now taken the principles of being a Navy SEAL and they've translated them into the corporate world. And it's just an interesting dichotomy. In the book, one of the things they talk about are the boat races they do as Navy SEALs. Apparently, one of the most grueling things is to be on a boat team. Now, these boats are not modern in any way. They're the old rubber boats that were used during World War II, and they still use them today. Now, they say that there's a team of about five people in each boat, and these boats are constantly competing against each other. Now, in the contest, when these boats compete, it's real easy at first, but what happens is the boats get filled with sand and they get filled with water and they become very, very heavy. So they were talking about how that one boat was always winning, one boat was always losing. So the people overseeing the instruction said, we're going to show you what leadership does. So they took the boat that was always losing, kept it totally together, but took the leader of that boat and put him on the boat that was always winning, and took the leader of the boat that was always winning and put him on the boat that was always losing. And they ran a test, and the test was simply this. Would the losing boat become the winning boat? The first race out, the original boat that had been winning all the time, it still won. But the boat that had been losing all the time came in second. But after that, the boat that had been losing all the time but had the new leader, it began to win all the time. And one of the things that they found was this, that the difference between the leaders is that the very front of the boat apparently is the hardest part to carry. You have people on either side carrying the back of the boat, but the very front. And the leader of the boat that had always won, that is now going back to the boat that is always losing, he made sure that he was always the lead position in the boat. So when they had to carry it on shore, he was lifting the front all by himself. When they had to maneuver it, he was lifting the front. The simple truth of the matter is, if you're going to be a leader, you have to take the lead. You've got to take the front of the boat. You have to take the heaviest load. Many years ago, after the first Gulf War, Norman Schwarzkopf, who was the general who oversaw that particular war, he wrote a book and he said, one of the principles of leadership is that whenever you are given command, you have to take charge. What was he saying? If you're going to take leadership seriously, then you're going to have to take the lead. Second thought, not only do you take the lead, but you take the hit. And taking the hit means this. In leadership, there are always moments of sacrifice. There are always times when someone gets more and someone gets less, when someone gets credit and someone gets the blame, when someone gets mad at and someone else is being praised. But in leadership, the leader always takes the hit. And so whatever the sacrifice is, if that's someone being mad, the leader takes it. If that's someone being frustrated, the leader absorbs it. Leaders make the sacrifice. They don't get the corner office, they get the toughest office. They don't get the best, they're willing to step up and take the worst. Here's the thing. People want to follow leaders, but they want to follow a leader who is willing to make sacrifices. And in leadership, you always have to make sacrifices. And so in the organization that I'm privileged to lead, sometimes I have to ask people to make sacrifices of their time, their talent, and treasure. But what I can say to them is, if I'm asking you to make a sacrifice, before you ever had to make that sacrifice, I made a sacrifice. When people know that you'll take the hit, other people will take a hit also. So, taking leadership seriously, take the lead. Taking it seriously, take the hit. The next thing is you have to take time. And taking time is a little bit different, because a lot of leadership is sort of thrust on us. We just are confronted with it, and it just is thrown at us. But a lot of leadership is also something that we initiate. But when it comes to the initiation, we have to take time and do the background. And if that background is studying the various points of life that are going to converge, if we're having to study new information, if we're having to study new behavioral habits, we have to take the time. Because as a leader, most people get to do a set job, but the leader has to integrate all of the set jobs into an overall job. And so that takes time, where you've learned and say, okay, this person's going to do X, this person's going to do Y. How do we make X and Y mesh together? How do we take success at one place and make it success for other places? How do we do that? And so if you're going to take leadership serious, then you're going to have to take time. And that means you are going to have to integrate at times seemingly opposing views. You're going to have to integrate at times seemingly opposing opinions and even activities and requests. You've got to integrate those, and that takes time. The next thing, leaders have to take responsibility. It's amazing how many people want to lead, but do not want responsibility. They want the title without the obligation. In this book, Extreme Ownership, it talks about an event that happened during the various encounters in Ramadi in Iraq. The particular man in charge of the SEALs was there when several different groups of various military wings were coordinating attacks. But what happened was the most dreaded. There was a friendly fire event. Some of the SEALs fired on a building, thinking the building had hostiles in it, when really what it was a group of people who were working with the army and had taken over that building, and they were securing it. But in the midst of everything, there was confusion, and Navy SEALs fired, and there was an individual who died. They did an extensive review, asking whose fault. Was the Army in the wrong place? Were the SEALs in the wrong place? Did the Army miscommunicate? Did the SEALs miscommunicate? What was this? And there was no clear answer as to where the fault lied, because it was just in the middle of chaos. But the nature of the inspection is they have to lay blame. The head of the SEALs went before the board and said, "I take responsibility. I was in charge of the whole thing. And even though there were mitigating circumstances, I'm the one who's responsible. And see, in life, people will follow someone who takes responsibility, who will stand up and say, you know what, I didn't commit all the actions, but I own all the responsibility. And they own it. That's what happened. This man took responsibility. Now, at the time, it looked like it was going to limit this guy's career. But what happened was all of the other SEALs knew that if something happened, he would take responsibility and would not throw anyone else under the bus. And therefore, he became one of the most credible leaders. And they esteemed him before it, and they wanted to follow him. And so his effectiveness went up. Next, you have to take the high ground. In military speak, you always want to secure the high ground. You always want to attack down and not up. Well, you have to take the high ground in all leadership. It's where battles are won. And the high ground is just the ethics. It's just the integrity factor. It's the character equation. You always take the high ground. Now, taking the high ground doesn't mean that you will not get shot at. In fact, to the opposite, when you take the high ground, everyone knows where to shoot. And when it comes to ministerial ethics or corporate integrity, when you take the high ground, many times people will try to take advantage of you. But that's all right. In leadership, we always take the high ground. And there may be a way to do something, but if it's not the right way to do something, you just say, I'm not going to do it that way because I will only do what is right in a way that's right, and I will not justify results and say the results are right when what we did was not right. And so take the high ground. Another principle of taking leadership serious is take a break. In the military, they know that there are three things that create morale. One is constant news from home. So in the old days, it was letters. But now on the front line, they have the ability to do the Skype, the stream, all of those kind of things to make those individuals on the front line have an opportunity to stay connected back home. Another part of that is to have a fresh meal, not just to have a meal ready to eat, but to have a real meal. And it's amazing the lengths that they will go to on Thanksgiving that the most frontline positions will have a total Thanksgiving dinner. They know that fresh food. But they also know that no one can be on the front lines without there being a rotation system of breaks. That people have to have a break. That no one mentally, physically can sustain ongoing leadership in any capacity without a break. And so in leadership, we have to take breaks. That's a part of taking leadership seriously, is to find the margins, to be able to operate within the margins and figure out what is it that's refreshing. Another thing is that you have to take an inventory. And you've got to know where you are. You have to know where you are in life. You have to know what you have at your disposal. What are your resources? You have to know who's on your team and how your team will respond. See, Jesus talked about this. He says, before an individual goes to battle, they need to count the cost. Because who with 5,000 men will go up against someone with 10,000 men? Who will build a structure not having the wherewithal to complete it? So you have to take an inventory. So as we walk through what it means to take leadership seriously, number one, you take the lead. Number two, you take the hit. Number three, you take time. Number four, you take responsibility. Number five, you take the high ground. Number six, you take a break. And number seven, you take an inventory. These are just seven simple concepts that help you to wrap your arms around leadership. I hope that this has helped you. And again, I want to encourage you that if you have friends, that you'll go out of the way to let them know that the podcasts are available. And then also, if you will just occasionally go to GeraldBrooksMinistries.com and look at all the resources where I'm going to be speaking and opportunities ahead. I appreciate so much your leadership journey. Thank you for what you do to help people. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for listening to the podcast.